Let us welcome none other than Achi into the show. He's no stranger to the show. We're going to do a little bit of the travel seat, the window seat. I don't know why I keep calling it the travel seat this morning. Probably because we deal with travel.co.za. And if you haven't been to travel.co.za, you are missing out on some pretty damn awesome stuff. Achi Adams is the General Manager of Marketing at Travel IT Global and Tourvest Travel Services. And you can find out everything you need to know about your dream holiday by going to travel.co.za. And Achi, after all the terrible things I said about you just now, he's back. Do you like the, is it better for you on the?
Much better.
This
much
is comfortable, right?
Much more. I just told James now. No. He should have actually told me. I'm traveling later and yes. My traveling pants are green.
Oh, nice.
So I was going to wear green pants.
Yeah. You see, if you wear green on this set, you end up blurring into the background and then it'll look very weird because you'll look like just a torso. Yeah,
getting ready for Paralympics.
All right. So what are we talking about today?
Give you an update, some news roundup from around the world.
Lekker.
And our next campaign, advertising or media campaign for some specials for next month.
Awesome.
To give you an update on that.
We love a special.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so the latest travel news. Achi's going to give us some updates. Let's just start off in Europe.
You said where you want to start.
Well, I know it's expensive.
Can we get back there?
No, I'll tell you why. Because Europe is now obviously going to the off season.
Yeah.
Which is for us a little bit better because it should be a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
But of course, Europe is expensive. They just had the Olympics in France. I get pictures from all the rich people that I follow on Instagram enjoying themselves on yachts and doing cool things in the Mediterranean. And obviously, that looks super sexy. But how within reach is it for us?
Well, firstly, it is slightly cheaper this time of year, but more importantly, it's less crowded.
Mm. Mm.
If you've ever seen any European capital during the peak summer periods, it is chaos.
Hell.
So much so, over-tourism has become a word.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the European markets, a lot of them, I just got the snippet today, another capital, Edinburgh, is now imposing a tourist tax.
Yes, and we were learning just the other day about Barcelona.
That's right.
You said that they're not allowing any more bed and breakfasts,
Airbnbs.
And they're limiting the number of hotel rooms. And
yeah.
These are the things that they're subtly trying to do to restrict the number of people who are coming in and out of their towns because it's wearing the place down.
There you go. That is actually in Barcelona.
Look at that.
Mm.
This isn't tourism. It's an invasion.
How's
bloody
the other
xenophobic
one?
Barcelonans?
Water pistol shooting at tourists at restaurants.
Wow. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, that's their protest action.
Ungrateful bastards.
So that is a sight you would have seen, you know, in many European cities.
Sure.
Not just Barcelona.
Okay, so Italy, Edinburgh you said as well, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Italy, for example, in Italy, the entire country gets an entire month off.
Sure.
And for that month, the whole country's off for them to explore their country and be on leave.
Mm.
And now they're seeing all of these tourists.
It's just, oh, man.
So I can understand it,
yeah.
But I also don't understand it because it's kind of a problem. We'd love to have some over-tourism in South Africa.
Well, I know that South Africans also complain when, for example, we have, you know, people come here with dollars and pounds and euros. And they go to these five-star places that we can't afford.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think justifiably South Africans are upset about that. We got a little bit of our own back just around COVID because we were able to go there, drop their rates. Now we've maybe got a taste for that. But it's a difficult problem because you want the tourists.
Yeah.
They are an engine, especially for a country like us.
Yeah.
It's an engine of the economy, and we can't disregard that stuff. But at the same time, you know, you kind of want your country to also be for you.
Yeah, I agree 100%. But I think there's also a lot of lodges that we have because, I mean, South Africa promotes itself as one of those safari destinations. There are a lot of lodges that cater exclusively for the international trade.
Sure.
Mm.
The others, the way they change it up is they charge a rate for international tourists and South Africans pay a different rate to make it more affordable for them. But they will always give preference. If two people call, one international tourist, one local, they're going to take the one that's paying more.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But we've got a lot of lodges, enough to cater for both and more. Places like Cape Town, I think they complain about us.
Yeah, they
know,
do. They
in
don't
December,
like
they see a Gauteng number plate, they give you, you know, that side eye.
Funny look, yeah.
Funny look, scare. No. And you see them, eh?
Well, Durban Dope says in the comments there that Cape Town, the prices are getting ridiculous for the locals. But that's obviously property, which you can't do anything about. I'm sorry, Durban Dope, you just have to get richer if you want to buy property in Cape Town. What else? Yeah. What must I tell you? Yeah. All right, so let's just look at Europe, because you mentioned Barcelona and Edinburgh. Let's just talk about Amsterdam for a second, because that's a place a lot of South Africans I know have gone to work, they've gone to live, they've gone on holiday. It seems like a very welcoming, friendly place. The people there are really cool, but also becoming over-tourismed.
Yes, and so much so, the protests there have got a different angle. You've got the tree huggers that are protesting, and there you see their protests in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
They glued themselves to that bridge or that lock and handcuffed themselves there to prevent the cruise ship from entering. obviously, and why it makes the news, obviously, from a travel perspective, is all of those 3,000, 4,000 cruise passengers are now affected and can't get off the boat and see the city. And these are, you know, the climate activists.
That looks like an elderly woman there.
Yeah.
That's glued herself. I don't see why they don't just ram her.
Yes.
Like, I don't have to. She's obviously in the way. I don't know if that's maybe her daughter or a friend's daughter or something like that. Those two people are probably not going. You weigh up them versus the 3,000 people on the ship. It's an easy decision.
Yeah. And I also want, I mean, this is Rebellion Extinction, right?
Oh, I hate them.
So they're protesting, you know, the cruise ships are polluters and stuff like that. What is that green or yellow smoke doing?
That's what I was. And my biggest problem is most probably they drove to get
exactly. Oh, well, it's Amsterdam, so they probably rode a bicycle.
Oh, I mean, what's their obsession with glue and handcuffs? Like, they keep gluing themselves everywhere.
Yeah, like it can't. We can't.
Funny thing is too that these people are total hypocrites. Like, if you gave them 10 to 20,000 euros, they'd go on holiday, and holiday might involve quite a lot of carbon.
Yeah,
correct.
And they wouldn't be complaining about that if you gave them the money and sent them on a holiday. But it's like, this is their way to get attention.
Yeah,
it does get a lot of people uptight in Europe, though. There's a lot of these protesters in Europe. I don't think you'd ever get them in South Africa. We just drive over them.
Yeah,
no, we've got real problems.
In the UK, it's like every weekend. Yeah. There's a protest somewhere.
Now, listen, we spoke about this on the show, but those wildfires in Greece were pretty terrifying.
Oh yeah, I mean, last year it was more than just one country. This year, so far, it's just Greece and around the surrounding areas of Athens, as you can see there. And, you know, this was about 2 weeks ago, this photograph, but I've just seen yesterday as well. They're still raging, not just in Athens, but now in other parts of Greece. It's because of the dry air and the heat waves that they're experiencing. And now there are other places in Europe, places like Turkey, northern Italy, that have put warnings out as well. And, you know, the thing about this is I'm not saying don't go there. I mean, obviously go there, but, you know, you can have a different type of holiday.
Yeah.
2 years ago, when they had those massive fires in Turkey, you had thousands of people stranded. It got to a point where in the beach areas, the fire had come so close that people took their bags, and should have brought photos, took their bags, ran out of the hotel, and the safest place was on the beach.
Wow.
And they had to camp out on the beach for a day or two until they were rescued.
Wow.
That's horrible.
Make sure you have travel insurance. That's all I'm saying.
And that's not the kind of holiday you can prepare for, right?
No, absolutely.
There's no way that you know what to do if that happens.
So,
didn't bring enough beach clothes.
Yeah. Wildfire is making news, obviously, as well. So, yeah.
All right. So, let's talk about a few of your specials.
I know you don't want to talk about it. You're probably avoiding it. But it's something for people to keep an eye on.
Yes.
Mpox is real. Right. The World Health Organization. It's just something for us to keep an eye on, and I'll tell you why. The World Health Organization officially, I mean, what the wording they've said is they've declared the Mpox outbreak a global health emergency. They've declared it. Okay, cool. It's in Africa predominantly. Since the start of the year, there have been about 19,000 cases. Oh, yeah, 19,000 cases.
Mm.
South Africa accounts for 24 of those.
So, in other words, it could get in our way.
And from a travel perspective,
you might have to have the tests.
There's going to be screening at airports. This is how it starts. Mm. They do screening. If it gets bigger, it moves to something else.
Yeah.
For those African countries, this week they've started delivering vaccines. So, yeah, let's see where it goes. Just something to keep an eye on.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, I'm pleased you brought it up because I wouldn't have even thought of that.
One other thing, you know, in South Africa, another day goes by, another strike possibly on the cards.
Yeah.
Air traffic navigation systems.
Uh-oh.
ATNS. There's no strike. Let's clear that up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're in wage negotiations.
Oh, and that could cause a lot
of
trouble.
So if it doesn't go their way, There's a possibility of a strike, but they are an essential service, so we'll see what happens with that.
Do you have like a war room at the office where you guys get these updates and you've got thousands of people, companies, massive clients that you guys service from all over the place. You have to be able to give them this info.
Absolutely. I mean, it's called duty of care.
Right.
So it's not necessarily a war room, but we've got technology that helps us with this. Mm. Something happens not just in South Africa,
sure,
anywhere in the world, and a traveler is impacted. It's with the technology. Well, firstly, we get the update. What is happening? What is the impact? It's got a scoring as well, in terms of severity. And we easily, at any given time, I could tell you, in London right now, we have 700 passengers. Here's a list of all of them. Here's their contact details. Let's SMS all of them. Let's WhatsApp them.
It's incredible.
We can do that fairly quickly. The technology helps us. That's why the duty of care is really important.
Oh.
And you have a plan in place to be able to, if you need to bring them back home, what is the plan? There's no direct flights. Bring them via this, via that. And the guys are so quick. And it's 24 hours that they're phenomenal, able to do that through our emergency call center.
All right. So can we talk specials now?
Well, I won't give you details of the specials. But I will tell you, in the leisure world right now, globally and South Africa as well, there's a growing trend. And it's growing really fast for fans to travel to their favorite spots, right?
Oh, so hell yes.
You're a fan of Game of Thrones. It's a bucket list thing for you
to
say, I want to go to Croatia.
Yep.
I want to see where they filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just fans of movies or TV. It's music fans. We don't get a lot of concerts here like we used to. People are going to see Coldplay or Adele or whatever it is.
Taylor Swift. Aye.
They're traveling for those kinds of things. We thought, let's be a little bit different for next month. We're going to go with famous streets.
Okay. Mm.
So I've made a mention. I brought some photos of you. I mean, everybody, if I ask you famous streets around the world, what's the first one you think of?
Well, Fifth Avenue, New York.
For shopping.
Yeah.
Right.
Carnaby Rodeo Street in
California.
What was it?
Rodeo Drive.
Yeah. Right. Great. So we've put together all of those and more, obviously, and with the reason and a deal, there'll be a deal. So the deals, it only starts from next week, from the 1st of September. So that's why I'm not going to give you a deal, but people know what to expect, right?
Let's have a look.
So first one we've got is Abbey Road.
That's where the Beatles famously did their album cover.
Correct.
Mm. And they crossed that zebra crossing.
Yeah.
There we go. That's the one. Ah, oh, what a picture.
That's in London. And if you go to London, you see a queue of people waiting to take their photo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's unbelievable how big the Beatles still are.
Mm. Jeez, that's cool. Okay, that's very cool. And you can still go there, but you have to line up.
Yeah, it's small lines, like 10 people or whatever. I mean, it's the same. I mean, London, New York, these are popular places, so they'll have a lot of streets. I was surprised. I went to 221B Baker Street. That is the address of Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I was surprised that there's actually a Sherlock Holmes museum right there.
Oh. Mm.
There's a Bobby waiting to take you for a tour.
Uh-huh.
And there's about 10 people in a queue.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
By the way, that photograph of the Beatles, it was actually, John was like, no, I just want to go to the pub across here. I'm not really. That's not an album cover.
Go.
Don't worry about the album.
Paul's got no shoes on.
Come on, lads. Let's go. Take some drugs.
Come on, lad. Yeah. Got a chicken and chips.
But that's very good. Okay, that's a good one to go to.
And then we've got, Bangla Road next.
Oh, yes.
If you don't, those of you that don't know, Bangla Road is
put up the picture there, boys.
It's in Phuket.
Yes.
There we go. And
right. You're never really sure which ones are the men and which ones are the women.
I'm pretty sure they're all lady boys. I've been there. Interesting. I mean, this is the nightlife.
District.
So this is the nightlife.
Yes.
It's the main street in Phuket. Everybody goes here. And it's lined with bars and pubs and, as you can see, some entertainment as well.
Now, what's amazing about this picture is that the women, in inverted commas, are expressing all the interest. Those guys are totally disinterested.
Just walk. There's so many.
It's the opposite of South Africa. South Africa, this is the other way around.
The most interesting person on this photograph, for those that are on the YouTube, the guy on the extreme left holding up a menu.
Oh. Okay.
It's a menu.
What's on the menu?
It's for the different types of shows he has to offer you.
Oh, right. This is where you get ping pong and all that. Yeah.
Correct. Okay, got you. So, with the pricing and everything, and if you say yes, you say, follow me. And he takes you through one of the alleys to one of the back places. And it is an experience. You got to do it.
All right. So, this Bangla Road.
So, Bangla Road is during the day, you can buy some stuff. It's pretty much closed. But at night, it's all action. And it's 7 days a week.
Yeah, okay. It's a massage with a happy ending.
There you go.
Well, no need to go straight to that, Jack. But okay. Guess where Jack's next holiday is booked for?
Come on!
What other streets do we have?
New York, you mentioned Fifth Avenue. Yes, sure. You got Wall Street from the movie Wall Street.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Broadway.
Broadway's good, yeah.
Mm. That is Broadway. Exactly. Broadway and 7th, where they meet, is Times Square.
Times Square, yes.
And that's me. I love that place. I know that place so well. That's your photograph.
In an empty Times Square. Beautiful. I had to put it up.
What time was that?
People don't believe me. That was at about 12:45 in the morning.
Okay.
And the reason it was like that was because it was a major storm, lightning storm, that only ended at about 12 o'clock. But it emptied the road.
Mm.
Achi, that's one of the most incredible pictures I've ever seen of that place because it's just you.
Just me.
I mean, usually this is like that scene from that Tom Cruise movie, right?
Correct.
Where he's in the middle of Times Square and there's no one in there.
No one there. Mm.
You
can see there's obviously a blurry, there's some cars driving by, but there's no people around.
That's unbelievable. What a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love that area. I mean, I just up where you're looking downtown there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you just back up from where you are, there's that TKTS where you can buy tickets for any show. And then behind that is a place called the Majestic Deli.
Yes.
Where you can go for the best bagel with lox and cream cheese in the whole world.
Jeez, New York bagels is nothing like it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You know what's the secret? It's the water.
Yeah.
It's the water.
Really?
Water.
Yeah, the water.
Water.
The water. So the water in New York. So if you want a New York bagel and people in L.A. want it, they actually ship water from New York to L.A. to make bagels and you get a proper New York bagel.
That is so American.
And that is so American. If you've had a New York bagel, there's no other bagel that tastes like it.
Yeah.
And they say it's the water.
Damn right.
Okay, after that.
I have a coffee.
We got the Champs-Élysées.
Oh, I wonder where that is. Could it possibly be in Paris?
Mm,
that's guys, in Paris? The Champs-Élysées.
There we go, guys.
There is under the Arc de Triomphe, which was put up for Napoleon.
Yep. So this is the very famous street in Paris. The World Cup, Rugby World Cup, the Olympics were there, and you've seen Olympics was a cock-up because they actually closed this road to pedestrians with all of these barricades. If you wanted to cross the road, you had to walk two blocks up, then cross and walk two blocks down. It was a bit chaotic, but in any case, it's fantastic to be able to do that.
By the way, just back from this picture on the right-hand side is where the president lives in the Élysée Palace.
Yeah. Mm.
Macron and his husband. And I mean, wife.
nice one.
But that is a beautiful city. It's amazing,
guys. So they've got one more photo from Paris on the street. Mm. Is that? Now that looks like a Louis Vuitton case. It's actually the Louis Vuitton hotel.
How magnificent! Mm.
They made the hotel to look like a Louis Vuitton case. It's not yet open. I think it's opening in the next few months. But it's unbelievable. When we were there, they were still putting up the fascia when we were there for the rugby last year.
It's not my style of architecture, but I do appreciate that. That's very beautifully done.
It's there on brand.
Yeah.
Totally.
I would love to see what it looks like inside.
I'm sure it's very 5-star.
Mm.
Absolutely. That is on the Champs-Élysées.
The only building in Paris that I know for a fact is hideous to behold, but some people like to look at it, is the Pompidou Center, which is like everything that should be inside is outside. And everything outside is inside. It's a very weird looking place. But Paris is it's like a feast for the eyes.
Oh, yeah. And you can walk for days.
Oh, man.
It's like Rome a little. You can just walk for days.
Even watching the Olympics, I was suddenly reminded, and normally I would never watch any cycling events, but in Paris, you get to see these guys, and they did various running and cycling events through the streets of Paris, and you're like, God, every view is just perfect.
Mm. Stunning.
So lovely.
So we're going to have some deals to Paris for those that are going to be interested.
Very good.
And then last but not least, Sheikh Zayed Road. Let's show the before photo.
Right.
So this is the main road in Dubai. You can see the road over there and see one bus and one car there probably.
Yeah.
That's the old World Trade Center.
How far back was this?
1991.
No way. It's a black and white picture.
That is not, I want to give it more effect. But it's actually brown, the black and white. Because it's a desert, guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's an amazing contrast to now.
So I'll tell you one before we go to the next photo. If you're driving down, probably another 5 Ks, there's a kebab shop called Al Ustad.
It's still there?
That's been around since 1970. It was all on its own, like a little building, and it's still there.
Oh, wow.
And if you go inside, it's not fancy. It's like an ordinary restaurant. But he's got a million little photos of all the famous people that have eaten there.
That's very
And here's the funny thing. It's Dubai. Expect it to be expensive. It's dirt cheap.
Wow. And that would be probably overlooked by most people.
100%.
But that's why you see, that's why we get you here, Achie, because you can tell us about these things and we won't miss out on them. So show us the after picture of Dubai.
After picture of Dubai.
Oh, my goodness.
So, interesting fact, the average height in terms of all of the buildings on Sheikh Zayed Road, you can see you've got little buildings, you've got tall buildings, but the average height is 100 floors.
100?
Average.
So, the average is double the size of Sandton's Big Tower.
Yeah.
That's the average.
It's an incredible place. I mean, that almost looks like those two pictures, a view of our distant past and a view of the future that we haven't got.
What did they do this in 25 years?
That's phenomenal.
Years? That is, oh my God.
It's unbelievable. I mean, and you understand why people say that 80% of the world's cranes, at one point, 80% of the world's cranes were in Dubai.
Yeah.
Of the world's.
Mm-hmm.
That's phenomenal.
In one place.
Don't tell me that you don't have a little bit of curiosity when you see a picture like that.
And that Sheikh Zayed Road, as you can see there, it's two going one way up and one way down. This is the road that obviously joins Dubai to Sharjah and also to the Sharjah Emirate and Abu Dhabi. But that's about 8 lanes.
Wow.
On each side.
Wow.
And they've got a metro, as you can see, as well. So it's unbelievable. Right. Something to behold.
There's a place to put on your list as well.
So, yeah, that is obviously Dubai, and we'll have some great specials for Dubai as well.
So what you got to do is go and check out travel.co.za, because Achie can't give us all of this in the limited time that we have. But there's always new stuff on there. And if you are in the fortunate position where you're planning ahead, you know, a lot of people just leave it to the last minute. But if you're planning ahead, that's when you get the good deals.
Yeah.
So if you look at it and you're going, September next year, now you could pick up a good deal. Go and book it now. Do that at travel.co.za.